everyone quickly tell your best realizations from Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. In 1972, I have been hoping and praying that I could someday attend Jagannath Rath Yatra. That's 27 years. But also, we should not try to do the seva of Krishna according to our own whims. We may want to go many places, do many things. However, if it is our independent desire, we may go to the place, we may get some mental enjoyment, but we will not actually, we will not please Krishna. Therefore, there will be minimal spiritual benefit. In fact, in Vrindavan for approximately a year, and then by Radha Gopinath's mercy I was sent to New Vrindavan, and there, although I was so much devoted to the holy places, meditating on various holy places of Vrindavan every day in meditation, just to keep it fresh in my heart. I didn't want to forget, it was such a sacred part of my life. But I was not allowed to go. The authorities of temple, in fact, at one time told me I should stay in one house, old house on a mountain for the rest of my life. And even going to see Srila Prabhupada so many times, so many places, we just wanted to just leave everything and go where Prabhupada was. And there were God brothers of mine who did that. In fact, two God brothers of mine who are very, very dear to me, they bought a van, motorhome, and wherever Prabhupada traveled in America, they just followed him. For months at a time, every city, every place, they would just go with him, listen to every lecture, listen to him, be it up, they would lead the kirtans. And the devotees at New Vrindavan, they were never ever allowed to go anywhere, to no holy place, never allowed to, unless Prabhupada came there, which we couldn't see. These other devotees, they traveled everywhere, every lecture of Prabhupada, for months and months. They went to San Francisco, they went to Los Angeles, to Laguna Beach, to San Diego, to Dallas, to Houston, to Denver, to Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Atlanta, Miami, New Vrindavan, Chicago, Boston, New York, Philadelphia. Went to about 6 Rath Yatras where Prabhupada was personally present. So one may think that what kind of blessing, what kind of spiritual benefits that they must have achieved. With a sad heart, I must say, neither one of them are in any way, shape, or form active in devotional service. Neither one of them are connected to Prabhupada's service. Certainly someday they will be brought back. But how much purification was really there? And some devotees, I remember, they would always come to India and spend as much time as they want just going to holy place, holy place, holy place. Chanting 64 rounds in holy places, going to different festivals in Udupi and Vrindavan and Mayapur and Puri. But they're not the ones that we see are making special spiritual progress. Rather, it is those who just faithfully and humbly serve as superior Vaishnavas are guiding them. And even if the superior Vaishnava has difficulty, still, Krishna accepted their submission. You should understand, when you're serving your temple president, you should try to please him. But ultimately, you're pleasing Krishna by doing that. Your submission is ultimately for Krishna. The agent between may or may not maintain his position, but the submission to Krishna will. We have seen that those who are actually submissive, they're the ones who are really blessed with realizations. So from 1972, I longed to be in Jagannath Puri for the Ratri Yatra. When Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita came out a few years later, and practically the whole of Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Madhya Leela mostly to Antya Leela, is all Jagannath Leela, Jagannath Puri Katha. How we were longing to be in Puri. How we were longing to be in Navadvip. I had never been to Navadvip until after I took sannyas. I was Vrindavanwala, as they say. From Himalayas to Vrindavan. But never given permission to go. And never resenting that, but rather knowing that without the blessings, without my services being properly taken care of, then I have no right to go. And even if I do go, it's Maya. I will not see Krishna. And even if I do, he will not want to see me. We used to think like that. We may go to see Prabhupada, but the question is, does he want to see you? If you go in the proper consciousness with the proper blessings, then he will want to see you. Similarly with Lord Jagannath, with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then when I was given the order, never leave this place for the rest of your life, then the thought was, I'll never be able to go back to Vrindavan. I'll never ever be able to see Puri or Navadvipa. But if we try to serve with blessings in a submissive way, then Krishna will fulfill all desires in his way. So all these years, we could have at any time just gone to Puri. But our services to the Vaishnavas made it in such a way that it was obviously not Krishna's desire. But somehow or other, this year, after 27 years of praying for the chance to be at Ratha Yatra, I have been to Puri before. Since the first year, after I took sannyas, after taking sannyas, I was given all blessings. That first year, I went to Mayapur and Puri. And many times after that. But Ratha Yatra was still a very great longing. This year, Jagannath gave his sanction, his blessings. And what can I say? The ultimate highlight for me was the Ratha Yatra parade. To dance and to chant before Lord Jagannath was to receive such causeless mercy from Srila Prabhupada, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Lord Jagannath. It was an experience which was just an outburst of gratitude and appreciation for my dark and hard heart. That experience, I pray I will never forget. I pray at the time of death I could remember that experience of having the chance to dance with all of you in the presence of Lord Jagannath, following in the footsteps of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was one of the very rare highlights of my life. So wonderful to share with all of you. It was another world. There were hundreds and thousands of people shoving, crowding, singing all kinds of things and doing all kinds of things. But our little kirtan group was just another world. When the crowds would push us, it was blissful. Whether we trampled to death or not, it made no difference. We were there. We were together. Jagannath was there. The holy name was there. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy was there. When people were shoving and police were hitting, and there were different groups with different philosophical ideas singing with big speakers, and so many things everywhere, but they were not even there. All that was there was Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, Jagannath, and our kirtan. It was such an absorption. It was a spiritual world. When Kartik and Ramakumar, Dayatapatis, when they told me that you will go on the cart, I was saying, no, no, I will not go on this cart. I was thinking, devotees were saying, you will go to Puri, you will go on the cart, you will offer out to you. I was thinking, no, no desire, no. I just want to dance before Jagannath. I'll be very happy. Haridas Thakur was allowed to do that. And we are trying to follow in his footsteps. So that morning, when they told, I said, no, no, I will stay here. The body said, come up. I said, no, no, I will stay here. Then Ram Kumar and Kartik and I said, they personally took my hands, personally dragged me. They pulled me to the top of the cart of Jagannath. They took my head and pushed it on the feet of Jagannath. They took my two arms and put them around Jagannath. If If I had my choice, I could never have done any of these things. And I would never have done any of these things, but they were literally forcing me. And I was very happy. I was not in any way resisting. I was just like a piece of surrendered straw just floating in the ocean, and these waves of mercy were just taking me this way and that way and moving me in different ways. I was like a puppet. I just surrendered. I'm just going to stand and make my body loose, and whatever they do with me, I will do. So they took me to the top of Jagannath's cart. They put my head on his feet. They put my arms around him. Then they started putting gifts in my hands to offer to him. And I was just praying. I was praying for all of you. Me, what will I ever receive? But I was praying for all of you, that the Lord give His special mercy, give pure bhakti, pure unalloyed ecstatic love to all of you. That was my prayer. And then they took me circumambulating, then brought me off the cart, dragged me to Subhadra's cart, pulled me up, put my head at her feet, put my arms around, started putting gifts in my hand to offer her, circumambulating, and then they took me to Balaram's cart. So I was thinking, if I ever would have just left my service or independently went to Puri for Ratriyatra, I would have never had such an experience, such mercy. But because I tried to just faithfully and patiently go on with my service for 27 years, then the time came when Jagannath himself lovingly called and gave me his causeless mercy. Very special. So my realization is, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, don't try to storm into the spiritual world. You can't just invade the spiritual world by storm. But you have to patiently, submissively carry out your duties in Krishna consciousness and await for Krishna's causeless mercy. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. I met one of, I don't want to mention names, but just recently one devotee. And he's a brahmachari. And he just more or less goes where he wants and does what he wants, goes to holy places, makes his own decisions, and if the authorities don't like it, he just says, well, doesn't matter. He goes to more holy places than all of you. He meets more holy people than all of you. He bathes in more holy rivers than all of you. But I don't see him getting mercy like all of you. I don't see purification or elevation or even spiritual happiness. Independent thinking may bring you to, on a physical level, to holy places. But your heart will not be connected to Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet. But our acharyas taught us that better than just residing at Radha Kund, do your service wherever it may be, even in a city. And even if you, and after 10, 20, 27 years, if you're ever allowed to see Jagannath or touch Radha Kund, then how much that will be pleasing to Sri Radharani, how much that will be pleasing to Jagannath. We should be thinking, whatever we're doing, will it be pleasing to the Lord? Going to holy places of pilgrimage is pleasing to the Lord if it is on their terms, not our terms. So for some of you, actually, I was thinking, all of you devotees, you're so grateful to me in your expressions for taking me to Ratha Yatra. But the fact is, you all live in India. All you have to do to go to Ratha Yatra any year is just go to the railway station, get a ticket, and go. Why are you grateful to me? You could go anytime, anywhere. From America, it's a long way. But India. Some of you are from Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra. I'm grateful to me. Just buy a ticket and go. You're saying it's a lifetime, once in a lifetime experience. But there were 700,000 people there. Anyone could go anytime. But why you had such a special, unique spiritual experience? Because you did not go on your own. You served. You were submissive. You were performing your service dutifully. And if your service meant you never go to Ratha Yatra, you're willing to just go on with your service. If your service means never going to Vrindavan, even though it's only 12 hours by train away, they have fast trains now, you'll never go to Vrindavan. You're attached and faithful to your service. Therefore, Lord Jagannath called you. And when he called you, he gave you a special benediction, a special experience, special happiness. And even if you didn't feel that happiness, he was happy. He was happy that you came to his abode on his terms. As his servant, not as someone who is trying to storm into the spiritual world, but someone who is trying to humbly be the servant of the servant of the servants. And that experience is hundreds and millions of times sweeter. When we go with blessings, when we go with Vaishnavas, when we go according to the plan of superior Vaishnavas rather than our own plan, we can actually enter into the spiritual realm of the holy Dhammas. For over 10 years, I never went to a holy place. I was just stuck on a mountain. And sometimes doing college preaching in horrible American cities. But in my heart was always that longing to visit the holy places, even though I knew I may never do it again. But then with all blessings, sanctions, as a service, now it is our service. 3 times a year. To Ramayana Yatras. The Lord's mercy is wonderful. Hare Krishna. So I'll be going this evening. I'll be in Odessa, which is on the Black Sea. Not black like Krishna. Black like Kali. How do you know these things? You have studied picnic spots?
Resort. Walking inside the fields and have their
Really? I've never been there. Anyways, I'm going to Odessa. There's a festival of all the devotees of Ukraine. They're all meeting there. So Niranjan Maharaj and Achyuta Prabhu and Vaidyanath Prabhu have been very much strongly requesting. So even to go to a picnic spot, you cannot go by your own will. You have to do it in a submissive way of just surrendering to the will of higher authorities. Even a picnic spot becomes a holy place if we do it in that way. From Odessa we go to Moscow. From Moscow we go to Copenhagen. Lalitanath Prabhu has been ordering me to come. So wherever I'm going is only surrender, actually. As a surrender to Niranjan Maharaj and Achyuta, we go to Odessa, Kyiv, Ukraine. Surrendering to Niranjan Maharaj and Vaidyanath Prabhu, we're going to Moscow. Surrendering to Lalitanath Prabhu, we're going to Copenhagen. Surrendering to Indrajula Maharaj, we're going to Poland for the Woodstock Festival. I think you may have seen videos of that. Please pray for me. Then surrendering to Sachinanda Maharaj, I'm going to Germany. And surrendering to Matsyavatar, Nimai Pandit and Guru Charan, I'll be in Italy. Then surrendering to innumerable people. Gauranga Sundara, Shruti Dharma, Shivaram Maharaj. I'm going to London. Then surrendering to my past karma, I'll be going to New Vrindavan. Which is, of course, coming through Nityodita Maharaj, Malati, and so many other great souls. And I'll probably travel to Alachua, Puerto Rico, California, also this time, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, as I've been ordered to go to these places by various Vaishnavas. Possibly. And then I'm hoping, my plan is to be here for Sarat Purnima. The day of Sarat Purnima, I'm hoping to return. If I'm still in this body, with Krishna's grace. We saw in the example of Abhiram Thakur, great soul he is, that actually Krishna can very quickly take us out of this body. I don't think we were expecting so quickly that he would be apart from us. But that is the way life is. This whole world is, it is like, actually, the world is floating in the air is considered like an ocean, huh? The ether is considered like the description in Shastra is like the ether is like space, it's like an ocean. And every planet is like an island floating in the ocean. That's why they call it the universe is the ocean of material existence. So there's danger at every step. We should be very serious, very careful, not to waste moments. I'm very grateful to all of you for the unparalleled service you're offering to Srila Prabhupada. And please know the most important service you're doing is that you're unified in a spirit of affection with one another, centered around Radha Gopinath. That is the real service. Our book distribution is very nice. Our college preaching is very nice. Our congregational preaching is very nice. These are wonderful projects. We should work, we should develop them with our hearts and souls. But what makes it all so pleasing to the Lord is the congenial, loving environment that it's all being done in amongst the Vaishnavas. And the very strict sadhana that is the background of everything we do. All of our devotional efforts, all of our activities, this is the background. Our loving service mood with the Vaishnavas and our sadhana. And though when the foundation of our society is based on those two principles, then all of our projects will be empowered, they will have blessings, and they will be very pleasing to Guru and Gauranga. And actually, the college preaching is growing so wonderfully, so dear to my heart. Book distribution, we are hoping it will grow more. It's so dear to our hearts. Congregational preaching, the Sunday program. Can you imagine? Hardly 6 months ago, we didn't have these two rooms. And now we can't even imagine how we would survive without them. Correct? Both these rooms are... This room too? I can only see this room. Both these rooms are packed. Maybe 300 people fit in each room. That's 600 people packed. And the center room is packed. And now we think, what if we didn't have these two rooms? This is how much we've grown in the last 6 months. Everything is flourishing. And why is it flourishing? Because there is strict sadhana. The devotees are taking shelter seriously of the holy name, or at least they're struggling to do so. People may come and tell you that our society is giving higher rasas. Our society is discussing very, very intimate topics, Raga Nuga, Bhakti. But you should know with firm conviction and faith that no one can ever, besides emotional temporary experience of happiness listening to these stories, they don't touch your soul. You cannot realize them until you gain taste for the chanting of the Maha Mantra. When you have complete faith and taste for the chanting of the holy name, the Yuga Dharma, then all these lilas and all these rasas can easily be understood. Otherwise, it's simply theoretical, imaginative. We have a Yuga Dharma and that's Sankirtan. We must chant in Kirtan, we must chant our japa. That is where we will get our realization. And you cannot chant japa, and you cannot sing Kirtan of the name in a way that will please Krishna unless your life is very humble, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. That is the foundation, the background of our lives. And we will reject anyone that tells us that we can enter into Vrindavan by any other means. Because this is what our Shastras tell us. We will discuss the glories of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord for our purification. But the realization, the entrance, will come only when we develop thorough attachment to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Bhaktiji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is what our acharyas said to us. And when that strict sadhana is there, and when there's loving, affectionate, serving mood amongst Vaishnavas, that means the brahmacharis with the brahmacharis, that means with the grihasthas with the grihasthas, that means the brahmacharis with the grihasthas, that means all respect for Matajis. When there's loving dealings, then there will be loving dealings, affectionate service attitude, humility, and strong sadhana. And whatever we do from there will be empowered and blessed by the causeless mercy of Guru and Gauranga. And whatever success is here is not because any of us are good preachers. It's not because any of us are good managers. It's not because any of us are good leaders. Because we have people who are good preachers who left this congregation and started their own movements, and they have thousands of people. But the bhakti, the shakti of the grace of the Lord, it's not the same. Because bhakti and shakti comes through parampara. It comes through submission. It doesn't come through independence. It comes through submission. There are many great speakers who can attract hundreds and thousands of people. They cannot give real bhakti because they don't have the connection to the parampara, which only comes through submission, not through independence. Prabhupada's shakti was he was simply submissive to his Guru Maharaj. So our power is in the unity, the environment of attachment to the chanting of the holy names, the spirit of serving Vaishnavas, it's energizing all of us with Krishna's mercy to do all wonderful things, to change people's hearts. There are speakers who can make people cry, but they cannot change the quality of their lives. Our devotees' preaching is changing people's lives. Chanting 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, becoming humble Vaishnavas, changing people's lives revolutionarily. Is that coming because we're good orators or we're good kirtan singers? Impossible. You can get crowds of people around you, but you cannot change their lives like this. It's coming because Sridhara Gopinath and the previous acharyas, Nithai Gaurachandra, they are pleased. They are pleased with the environment of congenial devotional service and strict sadhana. That is our foundation. That is what we are all dependent on. Srila Prabhupada explained that if you cut a branch off the tree, the flowers and the leaves appear to stay for some time. But it's just a matter of time till they all wither away because it's disconnected from the place, the trunk that gives nourishment. So in the pleasing of the previous acharyas, by our submission. Submission to the principle of strict sadhana. Really, really struggling, striving, working to become attached to the chanting of the holy name, the hearing of the Bhagavad, and especially to becoming very, very humble, prideless servants of Vaishnavas. That will bring us spiritual nourishment to cause us to forget or to make some other priority. Competitive spirit this in the forefront of our lives. It will bring satisfaction to our hearts in practicing Krishna consciousness and satisfaction to so many other people's hearts. When I was watching the last evening in Puri, Baladev, Subhadramayi, Jagannath Swami were being carried down from their rath to Gundicha Mandir, the gardens of Vrindavan. Such wonderful darshan. But I was thinking that this is certainly a great perfection of years and years of prayers that I am seeing, and I'm allowed to come before and personally offer my life to Lord Jagannath. But the thought kept coming to my mind, that if Radha Gopinath temple was closed to foreigners, how much eager I would be to see them. If there were so many hundreds and thousands of people that only once or twice a year we could get a peek of them, how eager we would be to see them. But Shri Shri Radha Gopinath is so munificently appearing as the personal Ishtadevas in our life and giving their darshan so freely. How much we should cultivate an appreciation for that. Actually, it's not that we have to go to Vrindavan and Puri and all these places. Vrindavan is here. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath are perfect and complete. All the deities of creation are included within them for us. But when we go to these holy places and we have these darshans and offer our prayers, it is our hope that by doing so, it will give us deeper conviction and appreciation for the service of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, and the Vaishnavas. There's nothing lacking, nothing missing. Everything is perfect and complete right here. These yatras help us to get a deeper, deeper appreciation, a deeper commitment, deeper realizations to what we have at the lotus feet of Sri Nithai Govachandra, Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopal Shalagram, Sri Prabhupada, and our acharyas. And of course, the lotus feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Whatever we said applies to Radha Kunja Vihari. Of the Pura Yatra, when I saw those big ropes that were carrying Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, big, big, thick ropes, and how they were pulling and making the deities, or the deities were making the pandas through the ropes dance and everything. I was remembering how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Satyaraj and Ramananda Khan that from Pulina Gram every year they should bring first class silken ropes for the Pulina Gram. That's a very, very special part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the Lord asks them every year to bring these ropes for the Ratharaja to carry Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. because it's said that the ropes, very strong ropes are required, and very pure material of the ropes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the bhava of Srimati Radharani was so much thinking of the best for Lord Jagannath. So when I saw I never understood until I came to the Rath Yatra what is actually the prominence of those ropes. So everything we saw just brought our consciousness right to the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very special experience.